Gentlemen, this young man has been under a complete hypnotic spell for quite some time. I shall conclude the experiment by probing into her subconscious mind. Tell me, of what are you dreaming?
I hear music. Gay music. It is far off.
Yes, yes, go on.
I see platters of delicious food. Wonderful aromas delight my nostrils.
Where is this dreamland you speak of?
I see a tall man with a black mustache. It is Zimmerman's Hungaria.
Well, the young man speaks the truth, but you don't have to be under a hypnotic spell to take a good tip when you hit it. If you plan a party, wedding, banquet, social, or holiday function, you can't go wrong if you go to Zimmerman's Hungaria, right off Broadway on 46th Street. Whether it is an American dish or rare Hungarian native food, you are guaranteed the best in an atmosphere of old-world sociability. Remember Zimmerman's Hungaria at West 46th Street.
You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
It's a lovely day to be caught in the rain. You were going on your way, now you'll have to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
There's Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks, an earlier version of the Nighthawks, from about 1983 or so. And I didn't realize that these had been recorded so early, except that John Leifert wrote to me and said that they had done all those. They were originally done on cassettes that were sold in the Walden Book stores. If you were lucky enough to buy those, they were done very nicely on, originally on digital audio tape, and then they put them on cassettes, and they were on these beautiful chrome things, and I have a few, but I don't have any of the Nighthawks. I wish I did. But I also found out John Lifert was the vocalist, because he told me he was, on the Cheek to Cheek compilation that Vince did and recorded in the early 80s. And that was, isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? And you think it is? Well, maybe it is. Yeah, you know, you're ringing that, you know, that's the fog I'm talking about. That's the misty morning. Well, it didn't miss me. It hit me pretty hard. So it's April, after all, and those are April showers, so let's call them what we will. However, I do not have the selection, April Showers, on this program, but I have something almost as good. The Waikiki Hawaiian Orchestra, 1927, and this is off a rather rumbly Edison diamond disc, but, well, you'll have to settle for this. I don't have April Showers, so here are Golden Showers. Thank you.
mahogany is dusty, all the pipes are very rusty, and the good old-fashioned musty doesn't musty anymore. All the stuff got bum and bummer from the middle of the summer. Now the bar is on the hummer, and for rent is on the dough. How sad and still tonight by the old distillery, and how the cobwebs cop in the old machinery. But in the mountain top, far from the eyes of cops, oh, how the moon shines on the moonshine so merrily. Oh, oh, for one. How misery doubles, ain't one thing to use for bubbles, for to drive away your troubles. Now the tide has gone and went, days and nights are getting bleaker, shivering for an old time sneaker, even water's getting weaker, about 0.1%. How sad and still tonight by the old distillery, and how the moaners moan at the lager brewery. So, mister, if you please, don't let nobody sneeze up where the moon shines on the moonshine so stillily, so stillily.
Thank you.
the Senko Jazz Band under the direction of Joseph Samuels, of course. Who else would it be? In 1919, off a Vertical Path A, which miraculously played on my turntable. Otherwise, the tone arm just skitters right across and does a number, but this actually played all the way through, which I'm very pleased with, in fact. The Alcoholic Blues. And I think Billy Murray did a very good recording of that, all the words to it. But if you just want to listen to the music, there it is, the Senko Jazz Band. Rumbles are free of charge, of course. Before that, Burt Williams on a marginally rumbly Columbia, The Moon Shines on the Moonshine, also from 1919, and you could tell what was on everybody's mind. They were dreaming of those golden showers, assuming that they were talking about beer, of course. And, you know, don't shake the can too hard, because that's what's going to happen with the Waikiki Hawaiian Orchestra 1927 Golden Showers. And no further comment on that title, although I'm sure I'll get mail. This is Radiola, and I appreciate your comments, even when they're rather dismissive. And I'm Eddie Sr., and I will respond. I really do. I really like that, and I appreciate that very much. And I guess there is a rain sort of thing going here, too. I probably could have made that a theme, but now it's too late. It's way too late. It's, you know, don't ask. Arthur Fields, Just Like a Butterfly Caught in the Rain. And that's how I feel, although I feel more like a butterfly that's caught in the drain some days. But I'm working on that. I'm working on it.
Butterfly that's caught in the rain. When it's raining from the sky and I see a butterfly, I can almost hear him sighing, 'cause he has to stop his flying. I can easily sympathize with those helpless butterflies. Here I am lonely, tired and lonely, crying for home in vain. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain, longing for flowers, dreaming of hours back in that sun-kissed lane. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain, I know that all of the world is cheery by that old cottage door. Why are my wings so weary? I can't fly anymore. Here I am praying, brokenly saying, give me the sun again. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain. Drops of rain patter on my window pane. All the world is dark and gloomy. No one gives affection to me. Wish that I could fly away to somebody's arms today. Here I am lonely, tired and lonely, crying for home in vain. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain, longing for flowers, dreaming of hours back in that sun-kissed lane. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain, I know that all of the world is cheery by that old cottage door. Why are my wings so weary? I can't fly anymore. Here I am praying, brokenly saying, give me the sun again. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the
rain. when she'll sorry, off with the old love, on with a new. Someone's calling me, baby, someone's kissing me too. Got no time to feel lonesome, got no time to feel blue.
Seven Little Polar Bears. Well, that's Harry Reeser, of course. Tom Stack singing Got No Time to Feel Lonesome from 1927. Before that, we had Paul Whiteman and the orchestra from 1925, I'm Tired of Everything But You. And you get tired sometimes. It's that season. I think it is seasonal. And once you get used to it, then you're fine. Good cup of coffee wouldn't hurt you either. Before that, Arthur Fields, Just Like a Butterfly That's Caught in the Rain. Or the drain, if you're feeling that bad. This is Radiola, and we're not caught in any drains this week. We're above the drain, and we're in the rain. I'm Andy Senior, and I've got coverage. I've got my my rain gear handy. We're going to proceed now on this program with the Epana Troubadours. Sam Lannon, of course, there. Paul Small singing it for you. 1930. And this is Fields and McHugh, so you can't really go wrong here. Blue Again.
You said last night we were through again, and now I'm blue again. I'm alone again, and I'm out around on my own again, 'cause my mockingbird has flown again, and I'm alone again. Though I say I hate you, I love you more every day. Though I aggravate you, honest, I'm dying to say that it's you again, and we'll meet today at two again. But tonight we'll fight and be through again, and I'll be blue again. Thank you.
ma'am, two-time ma'am, maybe two-time one time. You couldn't call a man a fisherman. That is, if he just fished one time. You know, it ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. If you two-time once, there ain't a darn thing to it. And but you couldn't call a man a two-time man. He just two-timed one time. Two-time, one-time. Nah, you couldn't. That wouldn't be right. Call me a two-time man just for once, just that one time. Although I get them all upset with my billing and cooing, and then I say, babe, oh, how am I doing? See, they couldn't call me a two-time man. That is, for just two-time and just that one time.
It's too good to be true. I've got my fingers crossed. No wonder I'm superstitious. I'm so gay, the skies are much too blue. Now I don't want no trouble with old man trouble. And that goes double on account of because I'm in love, yeah. I've got my fingers crossed. This thrill is so delicious, I'm afraid it's too good to be true.
Louis Armstrong and his orchestra on Decca in 1935. I've got my fingers crossed. Well, I can't really play the trumpet doing that, but I appreciate the effort. Before that, Don Redman and his orchestra, Two-Time Man, 1932. But you can't be a two-time man if you only two-time one time, supposedly. And that's open to interpretation. Beginning with the Ipana Troubadours, Paul Small, Blue Again, 1930. And that might happen. You know, we get that gust of wind through here, and suddenly we got a sheet of ice on everything. But well, that always helps when it rains, too. So this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and we're going to veer into the supernatural, or what purports to be, I should say. We have Bora Minovich and his Harmonica Rascals recording in 1933, and this is scary stuff. I got to say it, using a Count Floyd scatty, because that's what it's like. But this is, you know, you may want to get the kids out of the room for this. They'll be up nights. But very clever piece, nonetheless. The Ghost Walk.
Wondering where you can be. Me and the moon are lonely for your company. I've asked the moon to find you somewhere behind a star. I want him to remind you how dear to me you are. Me and the moon are gazing through a hazy light. For all too soon I lost you on a summer night. I'm afraid of the dawn, 'cause you and the moon will both be gone. There's me and the moon, and pretty soon they'll just be me.
Not so long ago, all the men were feeling low. The drummer man struck up the band, and rhythm saved the world. You'll find music wherever history's concerned. Nero fiddled while Rome was being burned. If the truth you're looking for, you'll find music won each war. Drum and fife gave them new life. Drummer man struck up the band. A trumpet blow beat Jericho, and rhythm saved the world.
Bunny Berrigan and His Boys with Chick Bullock on the vocal. 1936, Rhythm Saved the World. Well, something's got to save the world. It might as well be rhythm. I don't think it's going to be democracy. It might be, you know, whatever it is. It ain't going to be what you think it is. It's going to be something else. Assuming somebody wants to save it. Before that, and if you can figure out what I just said, then tell me, because I don't know. Before that, Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra, Dick Robertson on the vocal with Me and the Moon, 1936. So That sort of ties in previously with The Ghost Walk from 1933, Bora Minovich and his harmonica rascals. And they were rascals. I've seen some of their Vitaphone appearances, and they were rather definitely ragamuffin type people. And Bora was, you know, he was clean, but you know, he had all these kids working for him. Who else are you gonna get to play the harmonica? This is Radiola, and I can play the harmonica, but I'm a little old for it, so I kind of eschew it right now. And I'm Andy Senior, definitely not, I'll have to play some old person's instrument pretty soon. Maybe the spoons. If I can do the spoons, I'll be all right. Here's Cole Porter's great selection, an early recording of this from 1936 by a great singer, Francis Langford, with a great band, Jimmy Dorsey. Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra, Francis Langford, I've Got You Under My Skin. Oh, yeah, good stuff here.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality. Wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Cause I've got you under my skin.
Or two, a little ring or two. We will make changes as any family will. But we will always be called the folks who live on the hill. Our veranda will command a view of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that same old view, just we two, Darby and Joan, who used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who like to be called the folks who live on the hill. Kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that same old view, just we two, Darby and Joan, who used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who like to be called what they have always been called, the folks who live on the hill.
Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo, and he's sounding very much, he's sounding a lot Don Darcy-like in there, definitely. There's no doubt on that one. In 1937, wonderful, wonderful song, sweet thing, very sweet song, The Folks Who Live on the Hill. Oh, yeah, well, that's beautiful. And I think that's, is that Jerome Kern? Well, I'll have to look it up later. I should really look things up before I do the show. That would make it a lot easier. Before that, Francis Langford with Jimmy Dorsey's Orchestra. I've Got You Under My Skin. Well, I know that's Cole Porter, 1936. And I think that was from Shall We Dance. So, shall we? Why shouldn't we? This is, as I say, Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I want to thank you for enduring this this questionable show for 2 hours. Don't ask what it's about, although there does seem to be a theme of rain, weather, and other things going through. So if that's what you came up with, your answer may very well be right. Not that you win anything, but my eternal respect. We're going to finish with China Boy, Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots and Drumnastics, and time to go sleep. Thank you.
To specify top quality in macaroni products, one says La Rosa Grade A. These few words, La Rosa Grade A, have acquired a particular meaning for hundreds of thousands of satisfied consumers. They do mean the best in macaroni, not only because the house of Villa Rosa and Sons uses the purest raw material, but also because the golden, nourishing semolina used as raw material is worked in the most skillful way, with modern, hygienic, and exclusive methods. Try a package of La Rosa Grade A macaroni. You'll join the hundreds of thousands who, to get the best macaroni, always specify to their grocers, La Rosa Grade A, please.